T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line right now, radio.com sports MLB insider Bob Nightingale. You could also find his work at USA Today. As always, insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post the job today at indeed.com/hire. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
Bob, so okay, I just read your piece in USA Today. I want to hit on that a little bit, but first we got to start off on a sour note here in Milwaukee. The Cardinals have all of a sudden won 9 of their last 11 games. They play a ton of home games to close the season. Should they be the favorites right now to win the NL Central, or do you see the Brewers or the Cubs maybe making a run?
I still think the Cubs are the favorites. You know, they have by far the most talent. I just think they're underachieving. At some point, you keep waiting for them to take off, and they're the only team of the three that were aggressive at the trade deadline, and the Cardinals didn't do anything. You know, Brewers just did a little bit. But, yeah, I still think the Cubs win this thing.
Are the Brewers underachieving?
They just don't have the pitching. You know, I don't know what they were doing. You know, when they let, you know, a guy like Wade Miley go at the, you know, during the winter, and never, you know, never got those pitchers. I think they relied on some guys to, the young guys. It was a mistake. So, you know, they weren't aggressive at the trade deadline either. So I just think it was a flawed team. Yeah, I don't think they're underachieving. I just don't think they have the talent to keep up with the Cubs and Cardinals.
Bob, what would it take for a team like the Brewers? You just mentioned they don't really have the talent. They don't have the big names outside of maybe Christian Yelich. They definitely don't have the pitching or the bullpen. What would it take for them to get hot, you think, maybe here end of August and early September, and maybe make a run at this division? Or is it just a lost season at this point?
I don't see them having the pitching to keep up. I mean, offensively, yeah, they're fine. I mean, you know, a couple of guys, you know, Keane aren't having the best of years, but just the pitching's kept them down. You know, you can't, you know, you get rely on Hader. Hader had a superhuman year last year. You know, and now you know, some mistakes happen, and you know, he's not that guy. You know, besides, you can't pitch him every night. I just don't think they have the pitching to keep up.
You know, with Hader, the way he's blown saves in 4 of his last 5 games, he's given up more home runs than he's ever given up in a limited amount of innings, and we're not even done with the season. But they are overusing him. But the home run, the inning ratio is not very good. Do you look at it, a guy? He's got to develop another pitch at this point. Overuse. What's going on? Do you think there?
Well, I just think, you know, he spoiled everybody last year by, you know, having such a phenomenal year. And, you know, throw that high fastball with the way the ball is juiced up this year, you know, guys kind of wait on it and hit it out. I mean, so, you know, even guys like Justin Verlander have given up more home runs than ever before. But, yeah, just not enough people around him. Obviously, Knebel's injury hurt having him out for the year. Jeffress hasn't been that same guy. So, you know, and I just do think he's been, overexposed a little bit. So, yeah, I just think it's a matter of just not having the weapons around him.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're on the line right now with Radio.com Sports MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Bob, the most discouraging thing, I think, in Milwaukee is that we just look at this roster, and I don't even know if they're set up to win here in the next few years, outside of Christian Yelich, maybe Keston Hira. Not a whole lot of young prospects. Who do you think has the brightest future in the NL Central to contend for the next 4 to 5 years? Cubs are getting a little bit older. I really like that Reds rotation.
Yeah, the Reds are, nice team, and yeah, they're built up to win next year with the pitching staff. It's probably still, you know, goes to the Cardinals. The Cardinals do a better job developing their young players, you know, than any team in baseball probably. They just come up, get the job done, and play and perform well. You're right. I think the Cubs window is starting to close here a little bit. So yeah, I would think still the St. Louis Cardinals in the Reds are coming on. So I think the Brewers will be fine. It's just they got to get some pitching depth.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they lose Grandal, they lose Moustakas. Arcia can't turn it around. Travis Shaw was failed. The first base spot might be open next year. I mean, you really have Hira and Yelich to build on with the other eight guys that are surrounding the pitcher. I mean, and I look at the farm system. The farm system is bleeding. I'm like, where the hell are the Brewers going to be going here the next couple of years?
Yeah, I just think it starts with the pitcher. You know, the young guys took a step back, and they, I think they, you know, kind of on them way too heavily to think that they're going to, you know, step in and do a great job. So I do think some of the young guys bounce back. We'll see. I think Lorenzo Cain will have a better year next year. It is easier to find a first baseman to hit. You know, they're not afraid to do that. But I still think it just starts with the pitching.
We're talking with Bob Nightingale. You can find his work on Radio.com Sports as well as USA Today. And, Bob, I just finished reading your piece, actually, yesterday that came out on Monday where you discussed the current state of baseball. A lot of great stuff in there. What did you learn that surprised you the most when you're talking to a former manager like Lou Piniella or a former player like Pete Rose who say they struggle to watch the game right now?
Yeah, you know, I just keep hearing it. I mean, you hear it from baseball people, scouts. Even Joe Torre was blasting the game, you know, in a trip in London last month. I think just people are tired of seeing the home run derby night after night. I mean, it's almost, you know, we saw that when the Brewers were playing in Washington. It's just, you know, I think people are sick of seeing that kind of baseball. They'd rather see some hit and runs and people doing little things. It's the way baseball, you know, was meant to be played instead of just everybody, you know, sitting back and either hitting a home run or striking out.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that because I miss the stolen bases, you know, just trying to hit with runners in scoring position, even a sacrifice bunt every once in a while. What do you think Major League Baseball could do to fix the game? Like, what needs to be fixed? Is it robot umps? Is it pace of play? What could they do? What's the number one thing you think that would maybe fix Major League Baseball in 2020?
Well, one thing you have to do is get them, you know, get them to baseball. You know, it's just a, you can't have it flying out like it is. Yeah, because the way it is now. You know, and kind of encourages hitters just to sit back and see if they can hit home runs. I mean, it's become a point now where the home run records, you know, mean nothing. You know, it's like if people are upset in the steroid era with all the home runs, what do the home runs mean this year? Everybody's breaking record every single night. So I think you did in baseball. I would like to see something, you know, involving the shift. So maybe, you know, guys can't, you know, take away hits, you know, like they used to. I don't think the umpires make a difference. I mean, they're still, you know, very good. And those robot umps, I mean, that thing's not working either. Mm-hmm. You know, even you watch instant replay in baseball. You know, a lot of times you can't tell whether the call was correct or not. They just don't have the technology to do that right now.
What have they done?
I don't know what they can do, but something's got to be done just to get back to just regular baseball again.
So the baseball's not different from what it used to be, and you feel like they've pumped it up. They've had steroids to the baseball, or what have they done to the ball?
Yeah, the baseball is certainly different. I mean, you see guys night after night kind of throw their bat down in disgust and they think they popped it up, and the ball's going over the fence. So yeah, they got to do something with the baseball to get it back to normal. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, with the way everybody's hitting, you know, 30, 40 home runs a year, right now, we're seeing rookies hit. Well, we had three rookies hit three home runs in a game the last week. You know, no two rookies have ever done that in an entire season. Last week, there were more home runs hit than any week before in baseball history. So, yeah, they got to get the baseball back to normal to start with.
See, I'm wondering if the pitching is just so bad that that's the reason why these numbers are up.
Well, I do think the pitching depth is poor. And I think one problem is all guys do is sit back and throw as hard as they can without guys really trying to paint the corners and really pitch. You know, guys like, you know, look at a guy like Zach Greinke. He doesn't throw nearly as hard as he did when he was with the Brewers, but he's, you know, a better pitcher now. He just knows how to pitch.
Bob, we look at the National League, and I'm focused on the NL Central because we're here in Milwaukee, but we've kind of given up hope on the Brewers being able to make another run to the NLCS. But can you see any team in the National League able to compete with the Dodgers or beat the Dodgers in a seven-game series? Or is this finally the year maybe they get over the hump? Not only do they get to the World Series for the 1,500th year, but they actually win it this time.
Well, there's certainly a major surprise if they don't get to the World Series. One thing you worry about if you're a Dodger fan is still that bullpen. Mm-hmm. And then getting bullpen help. Kenley Jansen isn't the same guy as a year ago. We'll see. I mean, if you look if you look around the National League, if, you know, the Nationals, if they get in, you know, they could do some damage there with, you know, Scherzer, Strasburg, and, you know, Patrick Corbin. You know, even the Cubs, with that rotation, is so up and down. But when they're on, you know, they can hurt you. You know, Atlanta Braves are kind of a smoky team. So we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, on paper, once again, it should be Dodgers and Houston Astros.
That was Radio.com Sports MLB Insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job at Indeed.com/hire. Thanks, Bob.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
Bob Nightingale, you could find his work at USA Today, also on the Radio.com Sports app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.